Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your names and your titles at AFI.
I'm Josh Gardner. I'm the Associate Film Programmer at the AFI Silver.
I'm Javier Chavez, and I am the other Associate Film Programmer at the AFI Silver.
Yes, and we're here because we're talking about the AFI Latin American Film Festival. It's going to run now through October 11th there in Silver Spring, Maryland. Hey, thank you both so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Jason.
All right, so before we get into the actual films and the lineup and stuff, let's kind of start with an overview, big picture. How many years has this been going on now? I know we've covered it in past years. I know we did it last year at least, maybe a couple times. But yeah, what year are we in?
Yeah, this is actually the 34th edition of the Latin American Film Festival. So it's been going on for a long time. It actually precedes the AFI Silver location going back to the Kennedy Center.
Oh, wow. So what year did it actually start there at Kennedy Center?
34 years ago. I can't do that math in my head, but if you can
right.
do it, I'll be impressed.
Do you know when it switched over to the Silver location?
Yeah, we moved to the Silver in 2004. So I think once we made that transition, it moved on over to the Silver Theater.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, I guess one more overview question before we get to the lineup. What's I don't know which one of you wants to take this, but like what would you say the general mission of it is? You know, it speak to why it's important to have, you know, a Latin American Film Festival.
I can take this one. Yeah. So the Latin American Film Festival is taking place during National Hispanic Heritage Month, and it is more than just a celebration of the great cinema coming out of Latin America. It's also about the culture within that region. I'm Latino myself. I'm Cuban, and this festival is such a great way to engage with, you know, the film from Cuba and what I missed from there, as well as just exposing myself to all the other countries in that region and, you know, learning about their trials and their tribulations and how different, but also how similar we all are.
Sounds great. Well said. All right. So I know it already happened, but just real quick, how fun was opening night? What did we have?
Yeah, our opening night was the film Totem. It premiered at the Berlin Film Festival earlier this year. It's a really beautiful drama from Mexico, which we have our fingers crossed. It's going to be the official Mexican selection for the Oscars this year. It's on the short list of the films they're choosing from. And we were lucky to have the actor there, Mateo Garcia. And we had a reception sponsored by the Mexican Cultural Institute. So that's something we really love to do at the festival. We have 11 filmmaker guests who are coming, and we have 6 different receptions sponsored by Embassy. So it was a great way to kick off the festival and kind of give you a taste of what you can expect to come.
Awesome. All right. Well, then thanks for telling me about the opening night. But let's look ahead to pick out 4 movies that we can talk about that folks can still go watch as part of the festival. All right. So I don't know, which one do you want to tease first?
Yeah, I think one that is kind of gaining a lot of steam amongst our audience members is The Strange Way of Life. So in addition to Latin America, we also feature films from Spain and Portugal. And this is a film, the newest film by Pedro Almodovar, who many of you know. He's a mainstay of the Oscars. He's worked with Penelope Cruz a bunch. And his new film is called The Strange Way of Life. It premiered at the Cannes Film Festival. And it's actually his second English language short film. And it stars Pedro Pascal, who many of you know from Game of Thrones, and his most recent TV show, which
the
I'm forgetting the name of.
The Last of Us.
Jason, thank you for coming through.
Of course.
It's a terrific show. And also Ethan Hawke. But it does take place on the US-Mexico border, and it is kind of a queer cowboy romance. So it's definitely a must-see of the festival. And it's screening beside his last English language short that he did that stars Tilda Swinton. So it's definitely a can't-miss event of the festival.
Awesome. And what's that called again?
Strange Way of Life.
Awesome. All right. So, that's definitely a good one folks can check out. What's another one? And by the way, we'll build up to the closing night one last. So I don't know how you want to order them, but all right. What's the second one we can see?
So another one that we're excited to present is They Shot the Piano Player. It's the newest film by the Spanish filmmaker Fernando Trueba. He's partnered with the animator Javier Mariscal, with whom he worked with in 2010 on another animated film called Chico and Rita. This one's a quasi documentary narrative feature about the death of this virtuoso Brazilian pianist named Francisco Tenorio Jr., who disappeared under mysterious circumstances during Argentina's military dictatorship. No one knows what happened to him. And Trueba has kind of had this on his mind over the years and has tried to dig up information. And so the film interviews some great Latin jazz musicians, like João Gilberto, Caetano Veloso, Gilberto Hill. So anybody who loves music is going to love this as well. Anybody who's interested in mysteries is going to love it. And it also just looks absolutely beautiful with really bright animated sequences. And the narrator, so like the main character and the fictional part, is voiced by Jeff Goldblum.
Wow, awesome. Man, you guys are giving me, you're giving us some really good stuff. All right. What about, what's another one? What's another example? As if that's not enough, but wait, there's more. What's a good third example?
There's always more, Jason. one that we're really excited about is called The Ones from Below. It's a film from Bolivia. It's actually the US premiere that we're hosting. And the filmmaker, Alejandro Quiroga, and the producer, Alvaro Almost, are going to be with us for a Q&A following the film. It is kind of a neo-Western that tells the story of a small town in Bolivia that is struggling with their water resources because a wealthy Argentine landowner has come and is kind of sucking it all up. So it's kind of a revenge Western of what this man, the lengths this man will go to kind of protect his family and his town.
And then how about another one? Do you want to talk about closing night? What do we got?
Yeah, so our closing night is going to be on October 11th, and we're really, really like so excited to be presenting this film in particular. It's called Pictures of Ghosts, and it has been selected by Brazil to represent the country at the Oscars. And it's the latest movie from the acclaimed filmmaker Kleber Mendonça Filho. So it's a like I said, it's a Brazilian film, and it's really this personal essay where Kleber is reflecting on his filmmaking journey and the dwindling cinemas of his hometown in Recife. You know, he starts in his childhood home, in an apartment where he actually shot his breakout film in. So it's really funny. It's got good music and it's just really, really heartfelt. But the kicker is that we actually have the director coming to the theater for a Q&A. So audiences will be able to like listen to him talk about his work and ask him questions, which is always a lot of fun.
It's really a love letter to cinemas and the power of like the communal experience of movie going. So it's really just a fitting closing night for the film festival.
I love it. I love it. All right. Anything else we want to talk about? I mean, that's you nailed the prompt of giving me four. Is there anything else? I'm trying to think. Is there anything else? I guess sort of in closing, like, yeah, just how about you pretend I'm not here and speak directly to the listeners and be like, hey, everyone, come on out to the festival. You're going to have a good time. You know, hey, DMV, you can't miss it. Whatever. Say something directly to the folks.
So we hope you can really make it to the AFI Latin American Film Festival. It's running through October 11th. We have so many films, 44 in total, for you to check out from all over Latin America. And it really showcases the diversity of the Latin American experience. We're going to have food. There's going to be some music. There's going to be some receptions, filmmaker Q&As. It's a can't miss event in the DMV to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month. So we hope to see you there.
Awesome. Well, I really, really appreciate you both joining us. And I know we could talk about this stuff all day, but what's the website again?
The website is afi.com/silver/LAFF.
Awesome. Hey, thank you both for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.